Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
It was the 14th of October, and that t-shirt off your shoulder. I was drunk, said I was sober, and you said, yeah, right. We were talking for a minute, then some guy tried to cut in. You took my hand and we pretended like I was your guy. Whoa, and I tried to guess your middle name.
Gentlemen, we've got the resolution that I asked to have drafted in the backup. I'm not going to ask that we obviously vote on today. I think it'd be just good for everyone to take a look at that, see if you have any concerns or questions, and if you do, certainly, you know, give that back to staff this week so that we can discuss that and talk about adopting on Thursday. But I'm very concerned that NOAA's efforts right now to put a huge area of the Gulf of Mexico and say that you can have no nighttime boat travel is probably a little extreme. Also, the speed limits they're putting out there. And while I do understand there are some exceptions for the military's mission when it comes to nature and wildlife, I want to make sure that we are not doing anything to jeopardize our military's efforts in that Gulf test range.
Yeah, absolutely. This is Colton Wright, chairman of the Santa Rosa County Commission, talking about a resolution that they are going to take up on Thursday, strongly encouraging NOAA to revise its approach to all of this. If you look on a map, there was a really good map that was put out by United Yacht Sales that shows it's kind of a batarang, or it almost looks like an Xbox controller. And it's where it starts over like by the Alabama-Mississippi border, sort of, moves up towards Pensacola, and then down out into the Gulf, almost getting to the Fort Myers vicinity. It goes as far east as like the tip of Apalachicola. And so that whole area is proposed. This is rulemaking. This is proposed to be under an incredibly restrictive set of regulations from NOAA. And this is all to protect the rice whale. The rice whale, which is most often found in the Gulf between 3 and 1,200 feet deep, we don't know a lot about it. We think that it forages near the ocean floor and that they stay in the Gulf year-round. They prefer warm water. The estimate is that there's about 50 of them left, so it's an endangered species. And this is similar. It's not the same, but if you remember the reports about what they're trying to do along the Atlantic coast to protect the right whale, this unbelievable restriction on size and use of boats has been proposed. And, you know, the question is, well, how much evidence is there of a boat or a yacht or anybody running into one of these rice whales? Well, you know, that's the response from the boating community, and a fair question, frankly. But here are the things that they're wanting to put in place. Mandatory speed restriction of 10 knots or less. Maintaining a 500-yard distance from the rice whale. No boating at night anywhere that it's 3 to 1,200 feet deep. That's the area that they're showing. Vessels transiting the area have to use automatic identification system, and they have to report their travel plans to NMFS and utilize visual observers. So stuff that would, I would think, I am certainly not a boating expert, but it seems like this would be a dramatic imposition on people using any boating in the area. One question is, we talked with Devan Cook, the Santa Rosa County Administrator, and he said that one of the things that's unknown at this point is to what degree the Navy and the test range might get an exemption from the rules. You know, so the Navy boats would be able to use the area without these exemptions. I don't know. Okay, this is all speculation at this point, but sure would be a whole lot easier. And, you know, whether any of those exemptions would protect folks in Santa Rosa, or whether the Navy might be able to thwart it entirely. I mean, again, who knows? But, you know, it seems like a pretty massive imposition in order to protect a very small number of whales that there doesn't seem to be a lot of evidence have actually been harmed in this particular way by boating activity. It's kind of, it kind of reminds me of, you know, if you ask the sort of the environmentalists, what's the answer? Well, they give you an answer that doesn't think about any other considerations other than environmental protection. Just like, you know, if you ask, a doctor, you know, you ask, you know, Fauci and Birx, you know, what to do about a pandemic, and they don't give you an answer that talks about the economic impact or the impact on learning to kids, you know, or just social and psychological impact. They just talk about the, you know, what are the physical impacts of putting in these mitigation measures against a disease? And that's the problem, is you don't want people making big, important decisions who only have that one slice of the pie that they're thinking about. So, yeah, I'm on board. I think that this is something. The resolution, by the way, it just says, hey, we strongly, let's see, Now, therefore, be it proclaimed after a bunch of whereases, which always explain the, you know, the why. Board of County Commissioners of Santa Rosa County, Florida opposes the proposed restrictions and requests NOAA consider the significant long-term economic impact on the state and local economy, commerce, fishing, and other valuable uses of the Gulf of Mexico. Further, the board implores NOAA to consider ramifications the proposed rulemaking may have on the security of our nation, as the Gulf Test Range is one of the United States' most important testing and training areas. And I would assume they are going to sign this unanimously. Okaloosa has already done so, as what, again, Devan Cook told us last hour. I would imagine that Walton and Escambia and probably, is Mobile County go down to the water? It does, right? I got Baldwin County.
Yes, it does.
I would think they would all, you know, be, I mean, I would think they would all be involved in this and would all care about that. And maybe even areas to our east, maybe the state of Florida as well. 8:16 here on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Okay, Highway 98 still shut down eastbound. As I understand, though, they released westbound, and they're getting ready to release eastbound. Now, I'm not sure if they have or not. Certainly let us know. There was a vehicle fire this morning, and it was backed up, still backed up, to the 3 Mile Bridge in Gulf Breeze. And from Naval Live Oaks and Nature Trail, so certainly use caution there and wherever you are. Part of Bob Sykes Bridge is backed up, too. But again, it looks like they're about to release eastbound. And again, if that's happened, let us know. Westbound is starting to clear up. Still a little blocked, I guess. Not blocked, but busy southbound on Avalon before the toll bridge. If you have traffic tips, text them in 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home and you just want to ask somebody their opinion about what you can get for it or how hard it's going to be, call Christine Leavenworth. You might say, well, Andrew, she sells all these homes, 230 homes last year. Why would she want to talk to me when I'm not even sure I want to be a client? I just kind of want to talk to somebody. No. You have it backwards. You're exactly the kind of person she likes to talk to. I know because I heard her say it when she was talking to Tammy Martin just last week on Pep Talk. And she said, no, I love talking to people about real estate. Answering questions, you know, forces me to learn my craft better, but also, you know, maybe we make no deal. Maybe we make a deal in 2 or 3 years. Maybe they know somebody and they refer that person to me. I mean, who knows? But she says, no, it's no problem. I love talking to people. I love real estate. I'm kind of a nerd about it. I'm so passionate about it. I love thinking about it, researching it, learning more, developing better insights. And you get that by talking to people. And she says, don't you kind of want somebody that's like that, who you're going to hire for professional services? And I know I do. You know, I want somebody who, you know, drinks it and eats it and breathes it. And, you know, that's what they really think about all the time. And I know that's true for her. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
This Friday at 10:30, join the Pensacola Humane Society on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They believe every wag of a tail, every purr, and every gentle nuzzle is a gift worth cherishing. Their dedicated team of volunteers works tirelessly to provide shelter, care, and love to animals in need. Learn how you can give back by becoming a volunteer or adopting or fostering a furry friend. Listen this Friday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Her face was burned on my brain.
One for starry nights and two for candlelights and three for long walks in the sun. Four for all the laughter, five for...
One thing I've seen, and I want the board's thoughts on this, and don't worry, it's going to make you feel real uncomfortable. We're spending a lot of money on local ads here. I'm seeing Visit Pensacola, you know, this is the tourist impact and it's hitting local outlets. I get it, maybe we need to do a little small, but I'm seeing it over and over, week and week, month after month. I want to spend this money in Nashville, Dallas, Atlanta. I want to spend it in places that people don't know about us. I'm worried about us spending money on local outlets here. It's like someone's getting a little something. Your thoughts on it? I don't know that we need to be doing it, and I've seen it a lot.
Jeff Bergosh has just got a burr, man. He's like, you know, he's out for the stuff in Perdido and stirring up the pot there. Here he's out in the public talking about how, you know, somebody's getting a little something, something. Somebody's getting a little paid. Somebody's making some money. Wow. Okay. So, Visit Pensacola buys ads for a variety of purposes. One of the reasons that they buy ads is to promote our area to other parts of the country. They also buy ads in order to promote the tax benefits of shifting costs onto the visitors, and also in order to promote to people like in Escambia County to vacation in Escambia County, because a lot of times people don't realize how much fun you can have here. And, you know, it's a whole lot easier to convince somebody to drive 15 miles to their vacation than to persuade them to drive 300 miles to their vacation. I mean, so
absolutely. Like, yeah. Plus, there's an app that it's like, here's all the great things you forgot about. Yeah, and it's true.
But
man,
he's just out for war on this stuff. Always. It's wild. So Commissioner Bender, District 4, was explaining this to him.
So, Jeff, I mean, I think part of it is telling our story, you know, letting people here know how much money visitors bring into the county. And how it offsets, you know, our revenues. I mean, again, the fifth cent was to, or not the fifth cent, but the TDT was created to help fund the Bay Center. You know, things like that.
So just kind of messaging about the importance of that.
You know, Sunbelt, you know, why are we spending money on Sunbelt to bring him here? Or why are you spending money on the double bridge run and the impact that it has? So, I think it does help tell a little bit of a story. You know, if you want to rein it in or whatever, then we can talk about it. But
no, that's what I'm saying, Robert. I think maybe some guardrails, maybe like a percentage. But I mean, when I see it over and over and over, I mean, you tell the story. I don't know. Is it an enrichment program or are we telling a story? So I'm we're going to ask. We're going to figure out how much we're spending locally.
You'd be surprised. You know, how much media can go out on a topic, and then you see people that have no idea that it's even been discussed.
Yeah, and if you watch one TV station or listen to one radio show where they do that a lot, then you're going to perceive it a certain way. And by the way, Visit does ads. I should say Visit does ads here with us. You know, they promote local, they promote the tax, they explain,
country,
you know, so.
The ESPN,
I mean, I don't know, maybe
everywhere.
Maybe Jeff's just listening too much to our station. I mean, maybe that's the issue. So he just seems like it's everywhere because he hears all of the ads the few that we rerun.
I think the way we always looked at it was that the financial positive impact that it has to outweigh the negative impacts of traffic and things like that come along with it, that there is a return to the county.
Yeah, and by the way, that's a great point too. Is, you know, kind of like everybody likes to gripe about the visitors, and then, you know, part of what Visit does is to remind people that, they actually contribute something to the economy, and so maybe it's a good thing. 8:24 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
A popular weight loss drug called Ozempic is starting to become hard to find. A lot of people have been looking for alternatives. A supplement called Berberine has been gaining steam on social media, but experts are saying that's not a good replacement.
While it has some similar effects of the prescription medication, the two don't work the same way at all.
That's Dr. Brian McFarland from the University of North Texas, and he says supplements can help, but only when combined with lifestyle changes. We got an update on Miami-Dade's police director, Freddie Ramirez. He's reportedly now in stable condition. This is after reportedly shooting himself in the head on Sunday. Authorities say it happened after an argument with his wife. He was in a conference in Tampa. And actor and comedian Pete Davidson will not be serving jail time in California. He was scheduled for an arraignment this week, but instead of the jail time, he'll be entering a diversion program. He was charged with reckless driving, apparently, after crashing a Mercedes-Benz into a house in Beverly Hills last March. He'll have to do community service work, 50 hours of that, and attend a traffic school.
Very good, David. Thanks so much for the update. 8:25 on News Radio 92.3. Candy has traffic on the fives. It's nothing but good news today. Oh, by the way, did you get this? The news about eastbound? Gulf, I just got it on my phone. Nixel says eastbound 98 in the reservation is now open.
That's right. Yeah, and it looks like everything is clearing up. Thanks so much, Andrew. Eastbound is definitely open. Westbound is still slow and still a couple of accidents, too. They did just open the road, so it's just a little bit slower, but at least it's moving now. But it was and still is backed up to the 3 mile bridge. So caution there, caution wherever you are. Pack your patience. You know that. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
What kind of bag do you use to pack your patience?
One that doesn't work with a smart aleck that has to question everything I say. That's cool. That's what kind of bag.
No, I mean, I want to.
A Birkin.
I want to obey. I just don't want to, you know. I
don't make me hate you anymore. I already regret coming in.
It comes and goes. You oscillate a lot in how you think about
no,
me.
No, I appreciate the pot roast recipe, but yeah. No, just kidding. But, we're best friends. That's why I'm here.
Yeah,
I know.
No,
you're
you
right.
Lay off that a little bit.
But pack your patience.
Yeah, every day sure. When you come to work, right?
Oh, that's just Fridays.
You probably couldn't hear it on the microphone. She did one of these.
Like that's what the stink eye sounds
the stress
like.
Stress relief
studio.
Breath. Oh, that's
I
great.
Only come in for the frivolous topic. And when I quit, I'm still going to come in to
You're
the frivolous topic.
You're still
going
to come in just to produce
yeah,
that part? That's good.
French fries.
Oh, I got some texts in. I meant to say this earlier and I forgot. God, I so love you guys. No sooner had I made the comment about, well, I wonder who was the dummy that put propane tanks in the trash when people said, Andrew, you know some of these trucks run on propane. Oh, yeah.
I couldn't
gas.
Fathom anybody throwing them away, but yeah, you're right.
But, I mean,
you'd be surprised,
it could be
but that makes sense. Sure.
That could be the explanation as well, and that's a fair. Man. I had another one of those.
I'm so glad that nobody was hurt in all of this.
Oh, no,
you know?
For sure.
So,
yeah. Somebody else. Oh, somebody here says it's a waterproof bag so the patient doesn't leak out.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, okay. All right, good. You learn something every day.
I know. Could you please come in and help me from 5 to 9 and
oh,
just yell at Andrew?
The other thing we're getting. Somebody else texts in, I'm with Candy. The frivolous topic of the day is the only reason I get out of bed. Aw. Also, we'll send you a counselor. No, but
I'll go
no,
with you.
That's fair. I'm getting a bunch of texts in, or a number of texts in about the water depth issue with the NOAA regulations.
Mm-hmm.
And the general gist of it is you got to go a long way out to get to 300 feet. That's a really deep water area. And that, you know, for example, like the Oriskany, where did this, I had this text and then
That opened my eyes too, because
yeah.
I was thinking the same thing and I read
oh,
that.
Oh, the Oriskany is buried in 212, buried, sorry, submerged, sorry, in 212 feet. Because, you know, if I say buried, I'm going to get 8 texts. Well, Andrew, technically
yeah.
it's not
and
buried. You know,
from
it's, just,
Brent Lane.
It's just sunk in the water.
Yeah.
Anyway, fine. It's submerged.
Where's the Oriskany?
Where?
That's what I'm saying. How many feet out? Go ahead.
Oh, it's 23 miles out in the Gulf in 212 feet of water. So it's not even at the 300-foot limit. Like, it's even the Oriskany is not deep enough where the regulations would apply is what they're saying.
Oh, okay. So that's probably not going to affect
yeah, it wouldn't, it, they
vessels
said, basically,
like
they said it
think.
Would be big game fishing boats, commercial fishing boats that far out, but not a ton of, you know, commercial traffic or, you know, commercial is not the right word. Citizen traffic. I don't know. Commercial is the word that pops in my mind. I can't think of the right word. So 829 here on News Radio 92.3. What else do we have going on? Somebody else says the segments with law enforcement personnel get me up in the morning. Oh, okay. You know.
No, me too. Yeah.
It's always fascinating. I always learn something. That's why I try to do it. What else do we have going on? Just a kind of a FYI update, I should say, is you may have been paying attention to this ongoing legal battle over the law that came out post-Parkland that restricts gun purchases in Florida, even long barrel and shotgun to, you know, rifles and shotguns, long barrel guns to, and, you know, anybody 21 or older, 18, 19, and 20 can't buy them, right? They can be given them, but this long, convoluted process of how they might legally acquire them. That's been litigated. It's pending a full bank review of the, I think, 11th Circuit, if I remember correctly. And they have now said they're not going to hear that case for another year because the Supreme Court has already agreed to hear a case out of Texas dealing with what we call red flag laws, what they call risk protection orders. And because that's after the New York case, the pistol case that they just settled, that the Supreme Court, the 11th Circuit wants to wait on the ruling out of that case in Texas before they start to make rulings of what would apply to our restriction on guns here in Florida. So the short version of all of that explanation is we're not even going to get a circuit appeals case until at least a year from now after the Supreme Court next summer likely issues its ruling in that Texas case.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Presidential candidates on the move, and word that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was in a car accident traveling to an event in Chattanooga. DeSantis' press secretary reports he and his team are uninjured. We appreciate the prayers and well wishes. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy raising the prospect of an impeachment inquiry into President Biden over family business after GOP investigators uncovered $17 million in foreign payments.
When President Biden was running for office, he told the American public that he's never talked about business. He said his family has never received a dollar from China, which we now prove is not true.
On Fox's Hannity, the White House changing the wording of its denial now says the president was never in business with his son. Texas Governor Greg Abbott vows to take the Biden administration to the Supreme Court to maintain its right to deploy a floating border barrier on the Rio Grande River. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. 831 at News Radio 92.3. It's 85, partly cloudy right now in Pensacola. The Santa Rosa County Board of Commissioners seems poised to vote against a plan that they believe would limit boaters in the Gulf of Mexico. This stemming from a petition that NOAA put out last April to protect Rice's whales.
I'm very concerned that that NOAA's efforts right now to put a basically a huge area of the Gulf of Mexico and say that you can have no nighttime boat travel is probably a little extreme.
That proposal would establish a year-round 10-knot or 11.5-mile-an-hour vessel speed limit in waters between 1 and 400 meters deep from Pensacola to south of Tampa. There would also be an additional 10-kilometer area called a vessel slowdown zone that would prohibit night transit. The commissioners will vote on a resolution Thursday to oppose NOAA's proposal. The Alabama woman that said she was kidnapped after seeing a baby on the side of the road, now admitting that it was all a hoax. Yesterday, Carly Russell's attorney said she was not abducted by anybody.
My client did not see a baby on the side of the road. My client did not leave the Hoover area when she was identified as a missing person. My client did not have any help in this incident. My client was not with anyone from the time she was missing.
And that, of course, is Hoover, Alabama's police chief reading a statement from Russell's attorney. Russell apologized for her actions and said she's seeking help for personal issues. There's a ribbon-cutting ceremony scheduled for this Friday afternoon to celebrate the opening of Santa Rosa County's newest school facility. District Superintendent Karen Barber says they in the Santa Rosa County School District are extremely proud of the new Wallace Lake K-8 school. It's ready to open to students and staff this year, located at 3354 Wallace Lake Road. The ribbon-cutting ceremony happening Friday afternoon at 2 p.m. A cantonment man accused of fleeing from Escambia County deputies at more than 100 miles an hour before ultimately wrecking his vehicle. 51-year-old Everett Lamont Norman Sr. is charged with felony fleeing and eluding, battery, criminal mischief, and probation violation as well. Escambia County deputies say it all started with a traffic stop after a disturbance had been reported, and deputies say they attempted to stop Norman's vehicle and say he did comply at first but then took off and hit triple-digit speeds. Deputies called off the chase but then found that vehicle wrecked on W Street near Marcus Point Boulevard shortly after. And deputies say Norman tried to walk away from that crash, but was soon after taken into custody. And a convicted Florida killer getting a chance to argue that he deserves a new trial. A Duval County judge yesterday granting Donald Smith's request for an evidentiary hearing. The 67-year-old was found guilty and sentenced to death row in 2018 for kidnapping, raping, and killing an 8-year-old child in Jacksonville in 2013. Smith is arguing he had ineffective counsel. The judge set a hearing for October. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Candy, what are you seeing?
Well, a lot better on Highway 98. Not completely, but now there's more accidents. But it doesn't look like a roadblock. I'm sorry to say there's a 98 still a little slow, both eastbound and westbound after a few accidents. And I imagine that road closure, of course, Gulf Breeze Parkway, all the way through Naval Live Oaks Nature Preserve. And it looks like it's still very slow in both directions. Eastbound, though, has cleared up quite a lot. Westbound now just a little bit slow. And certainly use caution there, caution wherever you are. We also see an accident at Pine Forest and 9 Mile Road, but not showing a roadblock there. If you see an accident or a slowdown, please text it in, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Sunny weather and weather that's typical for this time of the year will continue right on through the next several days. There's not much of a chance for even a pop-up shower or storm. Highs will be in the low 90s to upper 80s along the immediate coastal areas, with overnight lows in the 70s. Hope you have a wonderful day. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
It's 85 in Pensacola, 83 in Gulf Breeze, 79 in Milton. Your next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
This is Paul Epstein with Running Wild. Join me tomorrow at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Discover why we at Running Wild are the running and fitness experts in the Pensacola and Fairhope communities, specializing in fitting you in the best shoe, apparel, and training for your unique needs. We pride ourselves on serving, training, and encouraging you to reach your goals. So bring your questions tomorrow at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The summer selection of Volkswagens is filling up the lot at Pete Moore Imports. Looking for a sedan with incredible style and fuel economy? The 23 Jetta S, now from $22,499. Need more space but want to keep it sporty? The crossover Taos S from $24,999. Next up is the Tiguan S with more room and third row seating from $27,999. And the Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology has high-tech features all at your fingertips, now from $39,999. But the biggest of them all, the 23 Atlas SE with technology will comfortably seat 7 adults and is now from $41,995. And the VW ID4 EV is waiting for you to experience electric vehicle technology like never before. So choose from a selection of VWs for every kind of driver this summer at Pete Moore Imports. They're not at Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Moore Imports is on New Warrington Road, just up the street from NAS Pensacola, the home of the Blue Angels.
Prices before tag, tax title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Your money now. A mixed open on Wall Street this morning. The Dow is down 1466 at 35,396.58 today. The S&P 500 up 278 at 4557.42. And the NASDAQ up 5328 at 14,112.15. Our 10-year bond rate is up a hair at 3.9% today. Our gold price down 310 at $1,959.10. Silver price is at $24.78. And for crypto investors, Bitcoin up 116.53 at $29,234.74 this morning. A big rally being held in Times Square for actors and actresses on strike.
Well, this is called the Rock the City for a Fair Contract rally. Members of the actors' union SAG-AFTRA walked off the job nearly 2 weeks ago over wages and compensation disputes between the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, which represents network studios and streaming services. SAG-AFTRA members are looking for protections against the use of artificial intelligence in film and TV production. Joining in on the rally, leaders from other local and state unions. Scott Pringle, NBC News Radio, New York.
The Federal Reserve meeting this week with another interest rate hike widely expected. Last month, policymakers did put a pause on the rate hikes. The central bank meeting today and Wednesday in Washington, D.C., and a rate decision should be coming after tomorrow's meeting. Officials have been aiming to bring inflation down to 2%. So far, it's still at 3%. And UPS and the Teamsters Union back to the bargaining table today. Contract negotiations resuming today, and they're hoping to avert a strike by 340,000 UPS workers. Their deal expires at the end of the week. It is 8:39. Our next news at 9, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Pensacola. News Radio 92.3 has it all. Pensacola Morning News, Pep Talk, Pensacola Right Now, Brian Kilmeade, Dave Ramsey. Local news, Fox News, WEAR News, traffic on the fives, Florida State football, election coverage, hurricane coverage, breaking news and weather coverage. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, so question for the day. It's, you know, it's one of those that it's hard for me to understand the other side, and I like to understand. I never like to have another side on something where I'm like, man, I just can't see where you're coming from. And I really can't see where you're coming from on this one. So,
is this the ketchup on the hot dog thing?
It's not. Okay. That one's, I mean, I understand where you're coming from. You were born without taste buds. But, okay, fine. This is not that.
Okay.
Okay, there are two ways to talk to other people on your phone when you're talking, not just texting back and forth. Uh-huh. Way number one is what I would call traditional phone method, where you like have made a phone call and you are talking, and so all you get is what you're getting from me right now, which is talking. You're getting the auditory. The other one would be video call or FaceTime or, you know, there's a whole different variants of this, right? And I don't understand the video call. I just don't get it. 437-1620, do you like phone calls or do you like video calls? 437-1620, that's the question of the day. And I'll tell you right up front, I do not understand the video call. The only time I understand the video call is, you know, like grandma talking to the grandkids, you know, and particularly when they're young and you got to have to look at their mouth in order to figure out what is the word they're trying to say. Because you can't hear it. Just, you know, you ever put a four-year-old on the phone with grandma?
Oh, it's, you know,
yeah.
That's it. My wife every week connects with her mom and always gives the phone to the kids. And basically afterwards she says, is there anything I have to explain? You know, because they're not always great at that. 437-1620. So phone call or video call, what do you prefer? Because I see these people, like there's a guy in my neighborhood that just walks around all the time with the video call out. And I see people walking with their phone and I just think, Why? Anyway, Candy, are you
neither.
Phone call or video?
No, I would. I guess prefer phone. Yes, I only text.
Yeah, phone
mean,
anxiety.
Unless it's, yes, I just I never feel like talking to anybody, and if I FaceTime him, it's definitely by mistake.
My wife doesn't like phone calls. She would rather text. She'd rather have me make the phone call if it's like to deal with a bill or a problem.
I feel
or something
the
like
exact
that.
Same, and Darren has no problem making those phone calls to talk to people, but. Yeah, it freaks me out.
I don't mind. I love talking on the phone.
Me too. When we used to, I used to work at Cat Country, and we were in another studio in Alabama, just underneath the tower and blah blah blah. Okay, after Ivan, and sometimes we would have issues with engineering, stuff that I didn't feel like I could fix myself.
Yeah, sure.
And you know who's great at that is Dana Cervantes, because she went through the same thing. You know, like worked there in that same building and everything, and she was able to. Oh, you want to move this here? Or try this wire. Or try this wire. So that's, and I would also get those calls on the toilet and a FaceTime from Dana. So that's the only person I know, and it's always on
so
the toilet.
So she's a video caller is what you're telling me.
Yes, dude. Oh, yeah. She's a video caller. Her kid used to video call when we would be on the air.
So
and
my
just,
argument is very simple.
It's awesome.
I want to be able to do other things while I'm on the phone.
I
don't want to have to be just watching you. I'm like, I'm going to hold the phone and I'm going to do my other stuff. I'm going to be cooking. I'm going to be on the computer. I'm going to be sitting in the backyard. I don't want to be like, oh, hi there. I don't know. It's just, it's too much.
No,
for me.
I hear you.
And I don't want to have to think about how I look. One of the advantages of radio.
Right.
I don't have to think about what you think of how I look and how you see me. I just talk and you listen and that's all there is to it. 437-1620. I got a bunch of texts in here. Let's take a look at some of these. Let's see. Voice for business, video for personal. Okay, fair enough. And by the way, I guess part of it is I'm pretty good on the phone. Like I've actually had
fantastic.
Training on
sure.
the phone. Like I, you know, from sales stuff. I know how to work on the phone.
That
so
really,
maybe I
great.
Just have more skill at that. Let's see here. Somebody says a video call is only when necessary to show the person something. Okay, like if you've got a visual, but take a picture and text it to them. I repeat, do not FaceTime me. Call me. End of subject. I love that. 437-1620, 437-1620. Let's see here. When I do a video call with my grandkids, I usually don't see their faces. I see everything else in the house because it's misaligned. Yeah, because
you know how
kids are like holding their phone like, you know, limp-wristy. You know, like
right,
the phone
right.
is, who knows
That's
where
true.
The phone is, right? Because they're not thinking about that. 437-1620, somebody says, I don't understand the video calling while you're grocery stopping so that everyone else can see that you're video calling somebody.
That always happens, too. Every time I shop, there's always somebody video chatting.
Can I put this one out there just as a, can I get an amen? Mm-hmm. The people who, dill holy business people, I don't know how else to say it.
There you are.
Who love to have it on like the speaker and they hold the phone out flat in front of them on their hand, like they're super important, talking to it like an inch, like a foot away from their face instead of up against their ear. Stop. Just stop. Nobody's impressed. We're anti-impressed. Somebody here says, I only do texts. It's the easiest way to end a call. That's funny. I video calling people is like selfieing people. Oh, no, that's a way to think of it. I hadn't before, which is why I don't do it. Definitely phone call. Video calls are for people who lack socialization. Oh, I didn't say it, but I read it. 437-1620. Who talks on the phone anymore?
I know, right?
Like me. I don't like either. I suffer from phone aversion, and video calls make me look like an overweight refugee. I make my husband make the phone calls, and I text when I need to communicate to other humans. That's awesome.
You are my spirit animal, lady. Oh, that's hilarious.
No, you know what? This is interesting. Somebody said, this is thoughtful. Let's do traffic first, and then I'll tell you this thoughtful response.
Okay. It is a thoughtful response. It looks like eastbound 98 near Naval Live Oaks. Starting to clear up. Eastbound's doing a lot better. It looks like westbound is very slow and go, though. A few different accidents in the area after some road closures after a fire this morning, a vehicle fire, as I understand it was a garbage truck. This is brought to you by the good folks from America's Best Contacts and Eyeglasses. Look sharp, shop smart. Visit America's Best for a comprehensive eye exam. It is, though. Plus two pairs of glasses starting at just $79.95. Book an exam at americasbest.com. That's americasbest.com. So sorry. Traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. See, aren't you glad you aren't watching a video?
Yeah, see, they're perfect.
Look smart. Shop smart.
The somebody texted in here. The question of the day was, do you rather talk on the phone or would you rather video conference or video call on the phone or FaceTime? And somebody says, and this is a really good thought, says, when you never see people that you love or have family here, the eye contact and the smile is everything. Andrew, you think this way about phone calls because you see the people who love you every day. Oh, no, that's
right. And, like, I know this person. She has, like, the biggest heart in the whole world.
No,
I love
really.
You.
And getting to go to the office and see Candy and see Dave. No, that's fair. Like,
I think she means your family.
Yeah, no. But
oh, that's
other,
people that love you
all
back.
Of it, too.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know. That's a fair point. I think people need enough of that interaction every day, and maybe they get it through FaceTime. How dare you judge people, Andrew? No, you're right. You're right. 437-1620. Let's see. Andrew, you look like the guy on the billboard in my mind at all times.
Okay, but he does. You do. You do. There's so many pictures of us through the years, and there's Andrew, and then just fatter versions of me.
I hate the billboards. I really do.
I'm
glad. I don't know. I'm embarrassed about PR.
Andrew
I'm embarrassed
is
about
crappy
publicity,
at bragging on himself
no,
in
like
any kind of way at all. But you do look like the billboard
somebody
guy.
Somebody says, I prefer the phone. I think it's the TikTok generation that enjoys video chat. Somebody here says, I don't want anybody to see my double chin on the video.
No, same.
Yeah, what's the angle they're catching, right? Is this
That's right.
Is this
unless
they're
hold
right?
it up and like, hi, Mary Hoxing. Yeah.
Let's see. About the only way I might consider a video call would be actually in the grocery store so that my better half doesn't kill me when I get home. That's great.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Oh, man, you guys are the best. That's our frivolous topic for the day, 437-1620. If you are thinking about that next vehicle, thinking about where to go, who to shop, where to start, I recommend Frontier. Frontier Motors, I mean, fantastic. You know, they've been advertising this station since before I came here, okay? But that's not why we went. We went because they happened to have a car. Genuinely, we were trying to drive a Honda Odyssey that nobody else had of the year that we wanted, and they had one, and so we drove it, and we wound up buying it. It was a great experience. It was easy. It was just wonderful. But what I found out about them is that they're not just trying to sell me that one car. You know, these rascally scoundrels are trying to sell me every car I ever buy. And you know how I know? Because of the way they treated me after the sale. You know, typically you feel like, man, I got out of there with my skin intact. Thank goodness I'll never see those folks again. Like, that's how you feel a lot of times when you buy a car. Icky, right? Even when you're happy with the car. And at Frontier, I didn't feel icky. I felt good. And they called me 6 months later. Hey, how's everything with the car? Is there anything we can fix? I'm like, what? Nobody does this. No, it's fine. Leave me alone. You know, like, why you bothering me, kid? And then a year afterwards, Calvin, our sales guy, called me and said, is there anything I can fix with the car? I'm like, well, one of the keys doesn't work. He said, well, bring it in. We'll fix it. And my thought in my head was, oh, sure, I bet you will. It'll be $200 or $150. He's like, just bring it in. 10 minutes later, I had a key. Just done. Like, for a car I bought a year ago. So that's the way they think about you, is an ongoing relationship that they want to cultivate, nurture, and they want to over-deliver to you, which they do consistently. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Are you looking for a way to safely grow your savings and move your future forward now? Look no further than Gulf Winds Credit Union's money market account. The rate's so good, we're afraid to just spring it on you unprepared. Your safety is very important to us. Just know that your Gulf Winds money market account will make your money work harder and give you the flexibility you need to stash cash for your future. Visit GoGolfWinds.com and open the account with bigger savings and more flexibility today. Federally insured by NCUA. See GoGolfWinds.com for full details.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, country music duo Wester takes the stage. Wester is comprised of Pensacola's own Pearl Clarkin and Rafe Wester, and they pack a fun, fresh, and explosive punch. It's Bands on the Beach with Wester this Tuesday night at 7. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola today and stay informed about what's happening in your community. We're here to keep you connected. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
I think I'm like an alcoholic, but with beer, you know?
Dependable. The new Beavis and Butthead is not as good as the original.
It's not,
but it is,
I know.
Good. It yeah. is good. It is. It is. It is pretty funny. Oh my goodness! What else do we have going on
Stewart
today?
Stewart in it still.
What's that?
Stewart, the guy in the winger shirt.
No, I don't recall. We've only watched a handful of episodes.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember. I'm sorry. I can't differentiate the two, the old from the new together. So I apologize. I can't give you a really good answer to that. I should have a better answer. Did you see the thing that came out? This is like last week, but it was talking about the cars that are on the road that are the safest and the unsafest, or at least, you know, these cars are involved in fatalities more. Of course, the question there is, involved in fatalities for the driver is different than involved in fatalities for the other car, right? That's always an issue. And some of these things are I guess in some ways not particularly surprising. The full top 10 of cars that are the most dangerous, as in most deaths per million registered vehicle per registered vehicle years, the Mitsubishi Mirage is number one. The Mitsubishi Mirage hatchback is number two. The Dodge Challenger, that's the two-wheel drive, not all that surprising. The Hyundai Accent, the Chevy Spark, the Kia Rio Sedan, the Dodge Charger Hemi, so two Dodge products there, sports cars. The Chevy Camaro Convertible, the Nissan Altima, and then the Kia Forte are the top 10 most dangerous to the driver. And then the other driver death rate danger, going in reverse order now, the top 10, and this will be no surprise because these are basically all trucks, okay? Because that's a big vehicle, and when it gets into a wreck, it hurts the other people. The Ram 1500 crew cab, short bed, two-wheel drive. The Dodge Charger, two-wheel drive. So that's both the most dangerous to you as a driver and to other people. probably because of the kind of people who buy those cars don't drive the most safely. I'm just saying that may be an issue. Ford 250 crew cab, four-wheel drive, Ram 2500 crew cab, short bed, four-wheel drive. The Kia Rio sedan, the Kia Optima, that's 6 and 5 for harming other people. The Ram 2500 mega cab, four-wheel drive, the Ford 350 crew cab, four-wheel drive, that's number 3. Dodge Charger Hemi, two-wheel drive, which was also the 7 on the danger to you list. So the Charger in both cases here. And then the Ram crew cab, 3500 crew cab, four-wheel drive. So, wow, that's problematic. And then the other ones that are like the safest, right, is always the, well, what is a really, really safe car? Well, the BMW X3 is the safest car on the road, apparently, the four-wheel drive. The Lexus ES350, the Mercedes-Benz E-Class, Nissan Pathfinder, Audi Q5, Toyota CHR, the Nissan Murano, Volvo XC90. So there's a lot of SUVs on this list. The GMC Grand Crew Cab, Canyon Crew Cab, the Lexus RS350, the Subaru Outback, the Toyota Sienna two-wheel drive, and the Volvo XC60 four-wheel drive. So if you want to know what's safe and unsafe, and the reason we were looking at this is because my wife was like, so, you know, Spencer wants to get a different car because he drives a Prius. Mm-hmm. And the Prius doesn't manifest his personal identity the way he was, thinking that it might. And he wants to buy, like, sports cars, you know, because he's 19 and that's what he thinks.
That's what they do.
And that's what you do. Yeah, that's right. And we're like, okay, so neither the Challenger nor the Charger. That's what I'm seeing is neither of those cars on this list because they're on this list. Candy's got Traffic on the Fives.
It's presented by David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton and New Warrington, in Pensacola on the west side. Highway 98 is open eastbound at the National Seashore and Nature Trail. Both lanes were stopped after a vehicle fire. Westbound is a little slow and go, but it's open now too. If you have traffic tips, text it in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, Bands on the Beach is back tonight. Thanks to Santa Rosa Island Authority, Gulfside Pavilion, 7 o'clock, Wester. That's Pearl Clarkin and Rafe Wester, and born from here, obviously. So they're going to have a good time. You see them at the fair and stuff, too, sometimes?
Absolutely. They're both great talents. Absolutely. We're so lucky to have all of this.
Always
this
a good
area.
Time. I mean, it really is like I don't live at the beach, obviously. I shouldn't say obviously. I don't live at the beach, okay? So going to Bands on the Beach is like, I got to go to the beach. You know what I mean? Like, it's mm-hmm. a half hour
no,
or whatever
I know what
for
you
me.
Mean,
but,
yeah, but man, totally worth
like,
it.
Like, a great time, great
right.
atmosphere.
These
the
are free
are
shows,
fan.
Yeah, yes. brought to you by the Santa Rosa Just Island Authority. They do
fun,
it every
especially
year.
Especially in a world where we don't have, like, evenings in Oldsmobile Square anymore.
I
know.
I was just thinking about that the other day. It's such a great, there's not a bad seat there.
That's right. 437-1620. This is something that got passed into law and will soon go into effect. I think it's January. That if you're reserving a spot at a Florida State Park, residents will have priority reservations. You basically get an extra month. So if you're out of state, you're going to be allowed to register up to 10 months ahead of time at any of the Florida's 57 state parks. But starting January 1st, if you are a resident, you get a bonus month. So starting January 1st, you would be able to register through November, whereas non-residents only get to register through October, which is, that makes sense. We pay the taxes. We fund the parks. Mm-hmm. I get the argument that the everybody come visit here might make is, well, this is going to discourage visitors. But, I mean, at some point, it's kind of the don't you favor the people that are already paying the taxes and loyalty or whatever. It's kind of like how you ever get these companies that, if you join now, you can get this big bonus. You're like, I've been a customer for 10 years.
I know.
you know, where's
my
love?
Yeah.
Like, show me the love. All right. Time for
Tuesday morning future news.
Future news where we tell you what's going to happen before it happens. All right. Tonight, we are going to have Milton City Council Melodrama Theater because another special called meeting, if it doesn't get canceled.
Yeah.
They do cancel. She does cancel them a lot, the mayor. Is this going to be dramatic and yelling and people disagreeing with each other, bickering?
I mean, I hope so. But also, I love that people go out and voice their opinions. These are people that care about the community.
Will anything get resolved tonight?
Hope so, but
I'm gonna say no. Will Alex still be working as city attorney next week?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't really have much doubt. Well, I mean,
local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio.